My name is Buckethead right there, Otto.
Yeah.
There's Bull, and there is Prince, and the lovely and oh-so-beautiful Bree Olson. How you doing today, Bree?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm actually watching the Royal Wedding DVR'd right now.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Cool.
Please, Bree, tell me you're over this coverage. I am so done with this Royal Wedding thing. Back to back, I mean, come on. Enough's enough, right?
You know, I'm a girl, so I love it. I think it's beautiful and so romantic.
So when you were a little girl growing up, what, in Indiana, right?
Yes.
Okay, growing up in Indiana, you throughout your entire life, and even in the business that you're in now, let's say, do you still have the Prince Charming image in your brain?
You know, I never really had an actual prince, like a fairy tale thing painted in my mind. I was always pretty realistic.
Yeah.
So.
Well, what to you, Bree, is, you know, your lifestyle's... Actually, I take that back because, you know, Lainey with Penthouse is a friend of mine, and you and Lainey are friends. And from what I understand, you, even though in the porn world, I mean, you are the name right now and have been for quite some time, but you don't live in L.A. You actually kind of take yourself out of that picture, don't you?
Definitely. I've stayed here in Indiana. I'm here right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, that Hollywood L.A. lifestyle is not really your lifestyle. So, you know, what I was going to say is that, you know, you being in that scene, it would be hard to have that Prince Charming royal wedding in your brain. But you, that might be a little bit different because you're just a, you know, good old girl from Indiana that likes to do what you like to do. Am I right?
Right.
Yeah. So no Prince Charmings, nothing. No guy.
You know, just a nice guy. Just a nice guy with a good background.
Yeah. And I tell you what, and I told Lainey, I'll promise you this, we're not going to bring up you know what. Because I've been told specifically not even to bring up.
You're kind of bringing it up now.
No, I'm telling Bree, we're not.
Yeah.
That person's name will not come up. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Even though
I mean, it's you know, it's not that big a deal. I mean, I'm not going to discuss anything too specific, but I always want to make that clear before my interviews because it would be really disappointing for someone to start asking me a whole bunch of questions and all I have is a whole bunch of no comments. Mm. So that's the point of saying that.
So we are fair game talking about it or no?
Well, okay, then without mentioning that person's name and we're talking about the royal wedding and the fairy tale type of relationship, did you think that maybe this might have been it for Bree?
No comment.
Come on, Bree. That's a fair. I mean, we're not going to be over the top. We're not going to ambush you. I promise you, we're not like that. But I'm just, you know, I mean, I'm interested because you know, being in that lifestyle and then being on tour and then being a part of the whole circus that was, you know what? You know, maybe we don't know. Maybe you thought that was going to be the one-on-one.
I mean,
Bree Olson fairy tale.
No, you know, it was very much just casual dating for me. I know other people might have seen it differently, but to me and from my view, it was just casual dating, and that's why it was so easy for me to leave.
And the circus just kind of became a part of it, which wasn't obviously planned. And maybe because you are the good old girl from Indiana, did you like the circus or did you not like the circus that followed?
I didn't really care for all of the attention being drawn.
But
no.
And being 24, you're probably not thinking, oh, I'm looking to get married immediately. I mean, you still got your whole life ahead of you.
Well, I mean,
I'm gonna get saddled down with some
I wouldn't
husband.
Mind getting married at all if I found the right guy, whether I was 19 or 29. It just hasn't happened yet.
I'm just recently single, Bree.
Are you? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry about your relationship,
Aren't
too.
You going to Indiana sometime soon? Are you taking a trip out there?
Well, you know,
the summer?
I went to my, who's the people that booked the trips?
Travelocity?
I went to a travel agent and they said, out of any place in the country, Bucket, where would you like to go? And I said, Indiana.
Uh-huh.
So we might bump into each other at the barter store down the street. So
yeah.
If we do, I'm going to introduce myself and don't be freaked out. Okay, Bree?
Okay. At the NASCAR, perhaps.
Yeah. If that's whatever is in your town, then it might be that. You're open to talk about this, but you're an info, right?
I am.
Okay.
Yes.
Is there truth to this? And if so, tell me the backstory that you got to have it all the time. And so much so that if you don't have any guy around you, you'll just go on your Twitter page and open up and say, hey, anybody open for Little Bree Olson.
What?
Is that true?
I have.
Yeah. And the catches that you get, rumor has it, like, some of them just, I mean, aren't appealing to the norm. But you don't have a problem with that.
No, I find that even more appealing.
Like the
they're not appealing to the norm.
Backwards logic.
Big, fat, nasty guys, you don't care?
Well, that's, you know, one little part of my life that I've chosen to share with the world. Like I said, when it comes to relationships and everything, that's a whole nother thing.
Bull.
But
hey, I'm down. I'm down, Bree. I'm telling you, I love Fort Wayne, Indiana.
So you just go on Twitter and say, hey, it's Bree. Hi. Do you have a name for your fans, Bree? Do you call them Breeanites or something?
Olsonites.
That would be cute, right? No, I don't.
You don't? Like Lady Gaga's got little monsters. You need to probably come up with a name for your fans?
Breebers.
Breebirds.
Breebirds.
Bree. How about that? Well, you want to start calling them Breebirds?
I like that.
One-eyed
Very
monsters.
Clever.
Okay, Breebirds. Okay, so you go on your Twitter page and you say, hey, Breebirds, I'm lonely. I'm in New York City. I've got a couple hours. I'm in my room. I'm extremely horny. Would anyone like to join me? And that's pretty much how it goes, right?
And, you know, a lot of people don't take me seriously. And I actually, the last time I posted that, I was in Vegas a few months back. And I had invited a gentleman from Twitter to my room, and no one took the bait. And they all thought that I was joking, and I was getting all these at replies saying that I was full of it and I wasn't serious. And I got very angry on Twitter, and I even displayed my anger and said that I was being very truthful and honest and that I wanted a gentleman, and still nothing. So I gave up. I was like, fine.
Screw it.
Yeah.
How does it normally work? Is it first come, first served? I mean, or is it, you know, you take the 10th caller?
I usually try to go by whoever seems the less likely to murder me.
Oh, I see. So you check out, like, what do you get, their Facebook page, and you kind of check them out a little bit before?
No,
you...
I basically just go by their messages, just by the way that they spoke to me and how they presented themselves.
Nice. So, Bree, in your situation, I mean, these are just regular Joes. These are just people that you happen to reach out on Twitter. But in the industry, in the porn industry, I mean, you do have to obviously travel to L.A. a lot, in New York. And then you've got the celebrity factor. And, of course, celebrities, as we all know, love themselves some porn stars. And how does this work? I mean, with the last situation that you were in with the unnamed individual that just happened to star in a show called 2.5 Men.
When you say Charlie, it's fine.
Okay, Charlie. I don't want to upset you. I was told. I promised Lainey.
Hello?
Lainey and I have been friends for a long time. And the last thing in the world is that I want to piss off is that redhead. You know what I mean? So you know, how did you meet up with, you know, not only Charlie, but any other celebrities that you've been around?
I had been told that Charlie had wanted to meet me, so I went with a few of my friends and met him one evening. However, I have not really met or hung out with any other celebrities. I'm not out in L.A., you know, that often for that. I fly out there and I work every single day and fly back home. Even the night that I had met Charlie, I showed up and was there for just a few hours and had to leave because I had a plane the next morning. So it was really interesting, though. I didn't know who he was. I had heard his name, and I figured when I would see him, I would know who he was. But even then, I still didn't. I've still never seen an episode of 2.5 Men.
You've never seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off at the very end?
She's 24.
It
came out before she was born.
You've seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Bree, right?
I've never seen that.
Oh, Bree, we need to go out and just watch a bunch of movies. You know what would be hot? Me, you, Bree, come over to my house, and we'll just watch a bunch of Charlie movies.
And you have a koi pond.
Come on.
It would be weird and freaky, but that would be awesome. I'm gonna tweet you on that one. And you can look at my Facebook.
Yeah, is that the
check
only...
me out? I'm good. I'm not going to murder you.
Is that the only way of getting you? Is from Twitter? Can Facebook or, you know? Whatever.
I don't currently have a Facebook right now. That's a Bree Olson Facebook. Just my Twitter and my website, BreeOlson.com.
I would think that in Fort Wayne, Indiana, in which you live in, and that's where you grew up, right, Bree?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, that would, to me, seem like a pretty conservative area, right?
not as much as people would assume it to be. I kept me being in the industry a secret for about a year until my name just became larger and larger, so that it came to a point that I couldn't hide it anymore. So I started telling people, and to my surprise, everyone was very open and supportive of it and everything, and said, as I'm happy and healthy, that's all that matters. However, with the Charlie thing, everyone was very, very upset.
Why were they upset?
They just didn't think it was a good situation for me.
But did they blame you?
Had the same reaction as the media was telling them to have. So.
Oh, I got it. Did they blame you, or did they blame Charlie?
No, I was not to blame for this. Everyone was kind of like, "What are you doing? I can't believe you're doing this. This isn't like you. What's going on?" And.
Because I got to be honest with you, I was over the whole thing like 5 minutes into it. You know, I mean, the whole winning, and I mean, it just,
winning.
I was like, enough. Is it? I mean, Bree, you had to get sick of those stupid little catchphrases. I mean, come, if I'm in, look, I do radio, Bree, and I'm supposed to talk about this stuff, and I just couldn't do it anymore because I was sick of it. You're sleeping with the guy living under his roof, and he's probably 24/7 saying those stupid catchphrases. How sick and tired of that stuff did you get?
Oh, goodness. You know, I mean, in any situation where you're around something for a long amount of time, it could definitely wear on you.
I would think so. I mean, I would duct tape his mouth shut. I would keep the sex from him. I'd say, none. You're cut off until you lose those stupid catchphrases. No more Bree Olson for you, Charlie. You should have cut him off. That's what you should have done. That's what I would have done if I was as hot as you. I wouldn't have let him do that anymore. All right. Well, your penthouse spread is absolutely gorgeous.
Absolutely.
And we're fans, and we appreciate you coming on and being cool about talking about all this stuff and whatnot. And we'll make sure that everybody goes out and buys the latest edition of Penthouse to support this. And
yes, it's on the stands right now. I'm really excited. That turned out really well.
Yeah, it did. I think the cover, pink.
Green's
and green,
our favorite color.
Green. You look absolutely beautiful in green. Hey, another question about Fort Wayne, Indiana, just because I'm curious. Was your high school sweetheart still live there?
Oh, goodness. I dated a girl throughout high school.
Well, swing and a miss for me, huh?
That could still be her high school sweetheart, though.
Did people know that when you were in high school?
Yes, they did. I actually started a bit of a lesbian trend in high school.
Well, good for you. What were you guys called? Were you a gang or something?
No. At first, of course, it was a very, very small school. I grew up outside of Fort Wayne, Indiana, in a town called Woodburn. It's actually the smallest city in Indiana, and not even a stoplight or anything. And the population of that school is just so minuscule. But everyone was very shocked that a cute little cheerleader girl like me would be dating, and she was an older woman at that. She wasn't even in high school. She was in her 20s. And at first, people started making fun of me, and I was just very open and honest about it. I wasn't ashamed about it. And next thing you know, there's girls making out in the hallways next to their lockers and everything. And
they found their inner lesbian?
I really did start a trend.
So you were in high school dating a 20-year-old. It's kind of illegal, isn't it? For their
yes,
yeah,
yes, it was pretty legal.
Was she a teacher?
No.
Oh. I was like, this story's getting even better as we go on.
By the way, that lesbian trend continues on page 103 of the May issue of Penthouse.
Thank God.
Then that woman doesn't live in Fort Wayne, Indiana. The reason why I asked is because I would think it'd be interesting to be the high school sweetheart of Bree Olson, like, you know, all these other celebrities that you're the high school sweetheart of, and then you go on to see them have success and do whatever it is that they do, and especially what you're doing, and then just be like, yeah, I was the first.
Mm-hmm.
I was the first there. Because you can remember the first guy you were with, right, Bree?
Yeah, of course.
And he was an Indiana boy?
Yeah.
Does he still live in that town?
I don't know. I've lost contact with him.
I was going to say, that's bragging rights right there. What age were you when you lost your virginity to a guy?
Oh, very young.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. 14, 15?
Oh, younger than that.
Oh, 12? Stupid me.
Dummy.
What am I thinking? 11?
Yes, I was 12.
3 months?
12 years old.
Ooh,
that's a young.
There's grass on the field.
All right, Bree, when you're in town, I'm going to tweet you to come over, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
Yeah, come into town soon.
Edition of Penthouse, if you want to see Bree Olson. Absolutely gorgeous. All right, thank you, Bree, so much for coming on. Appreciate it.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, take care. See?
I think we
handled it. No, see?
She called us gentlemen.
She called us gentlemen at the end. That means that was business. She saw that strictly as business. Mm-hmm. We're never going to get to hang with her.
Look, fellas, I think we handled that very well. I think we got a lot of good information from her because we respected her, and we were very professional.
Yes, I agree.
And we weren't over the top. We weren't trying to be a shock guy. We just went to her and talked to her, and she was cool about talking to stuff. And I think we got her horny. That's how professional we are.
I agree. And if you could just show me how to follow her on Twitter, I will be all set.
What do you mean, show you? You need help?
No, it was a joke. It was a one-liner joke. It didn't really require a response.
I wanted to ask her if
I
love you, Otto.
Dude, I'm single. I'm totally taking her up on this thing. I thought you were serious because I am.
You guys can go by Koi together, too.
Just imagine following her, and then you get that tweet. It's late at night, and you're the first person to respond. You have that one response that you can try to convince her that you're the guy night.
You don't want
to
be that second at.
Look. Never really talked about this a lot, and I'm not really going to get into detail, but let me just say this, a little side note for the fellas. Sex with a porn star is awesome. It is awesome. I would have brought it up with Bree, but she doesn't know her, I guess. Ari covered my bases on that one. I would have gotten into detail, but there's no need for the kid to go and brag about that night. That one's going to stay on the DL a little bit, but... I highly suggest if you have the opportunity.
This week has been awesome.
Is it still considered the DL when you just said it?
To everybody on the air?
Between Matt Englert's segment this week.
That was...
Oh, man.
This segment just now.